Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Two more Indian tankers carrying 94,000 tons of LPG cross Strait of Hormuz. Price of Brent crude surges up to $115 a barrel after Yemeni Houthis attacks on Israel. Former Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli remanded to judicial custody for 5 days. 14 people killed in violence in Kordofan province of Sudan. And Indian boxers begin their campaign at Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. And now the news in detail. Two more Indian-flagged tankers carrying 94,000 tons of LPG have crossed the war-affected Strait of Hormuz. The carriers, BWTYR and BWELM, are expected to reach the Indian shores in the next couple of days. While BWTYR is expected to arrive in Mumbai tomorrow, BWELM is en route to New Mangalore with an estimated arrival date of April 1. The US and Israel attacks on Iran and Tehran's sweeping retaliation have all but halted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow shipping lane that is a conduit for oil and gas exports from Gulf countries to the world. Iran, however, last week said non-hostile vessels may transit the waterway after coordinating with the Iranian authorities. Price of Brent crude surged past $115 a barrel today after Yemeni Houthis launched their attacks on Israel over the weekend, widening the U.S.-Israel war with Iran in the West Asia. Brent rose 2.7% to $115.66. The West Asia war, which began on 28th of February with U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran, has disrupted key shipping lanes, including the Strait of Hormuz and the Red Sea, raising concerns over global oil flows. Brent has climbed 59% this month, marking its steepest monthly gain since the 1990 Gulf War. Iran's parliamentary speaker has accused the United States of secretly planning a ground invasion, despite appearing to pursue diplomatic efforts to end the West Asia conflict. Speaker Mohammad Baghir Khalifaf said that Iranian forces are ready to respond if U.S. troops enter the country, warning that they would be set on fire and pledging retaliation against regional partners. The chief of U.S. Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, met with Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir and senior Israeli military officials in Israel to discuss the ongoing conflict with Iran and efforts to curb Tehran's weapons production. Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi has also strongly condemned the U.S.-Israeli strikes targeting Iranian universities and educational institutes.
This barbaric attack is but the visible tip of a far bigger iceberg, one that conceals beneath its surface far graver catastrophes, namely the normalization of the most abhorrent violations of human rights and humanitarian law, and the audacity to commit atrocity crimes with impunity. To denounce such a merciless assault on a place inherently civilian, a place where the most innocents reside and pursue knowledge, is not merely a legal obligation under human rights frameworks. It is a moral and human imperative.
In diplomatic efforts, the foreign ministers of Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey and Pakistan met in Islamabad to discuss ways to de-escalate the conflict and promote regional security. No joint statement was issued after the meeting. The death toll continues to rise as over 3,000 people have been killed in the war that began with U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran. Israeli military operations across Lebanon have intensified in the latest escalation, with Israel expanding its buffer zone in southern Lebanon and launching fresh strikes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the expansion, saying the move is aimed at preventing Hezbollah infiltration and strengthening security along Israel's northern frontier. In Lebanon, death toll has crossed 1,189 in the ongoing fighting since early March, with thousands more injured. Displacement is also rising rapidly, with over 1 million people forced from their homes. Hundreds of mourners gathered at a cemetery in south of Beirut yesterday to attend the funeral of journalists Ali Shoaib, Fatima Fatouni and Mohammed Fatouni, who were killed in an Israeli strike. We have more from our West Asia correspondent.
In the latest military development, Israeli forces carried out a rare operation linked to Mount Hermon, conducting cross-border activity from the Syrian side into the southern Lebanon. Israeli military says the move is aimed at preventing Hezbollah entrenchment and targeting militant infrastructure in the mountainous frontier region. Mount Hermon is a strategic high ground where the borders of Lebanon, Syria, and Israeli-occupied Golan Heights converge, making it a critical surveillance and military position. Lebanese officials say rescue teams, journalists, and emergency responders have increasingly come under fire in follow-up strikes, raising international concerns. This is Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Nepal's former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli was remanded in judicial custody for 5 days by the Kathmandu District Court yesterday. Mr. Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak were arrested on Saturday for their alleged involvement in suppressing the Gen Z movement held in September last year, in which 76 people were killed. The arrests came a day after the newly formed Balendra Shah government decided to implement the report of the Probe Commission into the Gen Z protests in its first cabinet meeting. According to information officer at the district court, Deepak Kumar Shrest, former Prime Minister Oli, virtually attended the district court session due to his deteriorating health conditions. Oli is currently undergoing medical treatment at Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital as his health conditions deteriorated after his arrest. Lekhak was also remanded in custody for 5 days. Police yesterday arrested former Energy Minister and Nepali Congress leader Deepak Khadka in connection with a money laundering case. In Sudan, 14 people, including 5 children and 2 women, have been killed in Kordofan province. Sudan Doctors Network Tracking the War said paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, and allied rebels carried out the attack, injuring at least 23 others, including 7 children. The violence comes as RSF fighters and their allies in the Sudan's People's Liberation Movement, North, launched an offensive on Saturday in Diling, the provincial capital. However, the Sudanese armed forces said they repelled the assault. They added that the military had recently broken a prolonged RSF siege on the city. In Pakistan, 9 people were killed in rain-related incidents in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and Punjab provinces as heavy rain and strong winds caused widespread damage. 6 deaths and more than 30 injuries were reported in Bannu in rain-triggered building collapse, including a mosque veranda that killed 3 people and a house collapse that killed 3 children. In Lahore, 2 people also died in a roof collapse. Earlier, in neighboring Afghanistan, 17 people were also killed and 26 injured after severe flooding, landslides and thunderstorms. Afghanistan has accused Pakistan's military of shelling outskirts of Asadabad in Kunar province, killing 1 and injuring 16, mostly women and children. Deputy government spokesman Hamdullah Fitrat said mortars and heavy weapons were used by the Pakistan's military yesterday to strike rural areas and civilian homes. Indian boxers will begin their campaign at the Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. Women boxers Nikhat Zareen, Lavlina Borgohain, Jasmine Lamboria, Ankushita Boro, Arundhati Chaudhary and Alfia Pathan will advance with buys, Boxing Federation of India said. The championships marks the first major event of the season ahead of the 2026 Commonwealth Games, Asian Games and World Boxing Cup Finals. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. 2 more Indian tankers carrying 94,000 tons of LPG cross Strait of Hormuz. Price of Brent crude surges up to $115 a barrel after Yemeni Houthis attacks on Israel. Former Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli remanded to judicial custody for 5 days. 14 people killed in violence in Kordofan province of Sudan. And Indian boxers begin their campaign at Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today.